What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchers.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is March 24th. Happy Friday. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Pro? No. You can get PL Pro off $40 this weekend with promo code Draft Weekend in all caps. Draft Weekend, one word. Thank you all so much for listening to these podcasts and good luck with your drafts. It's $40 off PL Pro yearly. And remember, everything that we raise goes back into the site. So you getting PL Pro not only helps you, the fantasy player, with an ad-free website, your Discord access, and our live draft assistant tool, but you also help Pitchless grow and give you more things in the future. So please consider getting that. You get $40 off if you get it this weekend with promo code Draft Weekend, all one word and in caps. But all right, Yusei Kikuchi went 5 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts yesterday. Is this it? I mean, Yusei Kikuchi, the entire spring training has gone constantly with double-digit whiffs, 15 over 88 in this one, but his command wasn't great. Rob Silver put out an interesting tweet talking about his walk rate still being elevated. That is something to consider here with Yusei Kikuchi. It is the Royals for the first start of the year. It might be a fun stream just to say, you know what? Let's just see what happens, Yusei Kikuchi. Maybe there is something there. I'm not seeing a guy that is completely locked in. He clearly has a better slider, though, and he's using it a lot. It could benefit your fantasy teams, especially with the Jays offense behind him. On the other side of that start was Tyler Mahle, 4.2 innings, 300 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. He's still down at 92 miles per hour. And you say, Nick, that's just a tick down from last year. Well, last year was a tick down from that. It was at 94 previously when Tyler Mahle was really good and would get that 180 to 200 strikeout season. We want to see him at 94. He's 2 ticks away from that. I'm still very scared about Tyler Mahle's shoulder. We were hoping that this offseason would bring him back to 94, and he's at 92 right now. It's even worse than last year. I'm very much out on him. Joey Wentz went 4 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. Joey Wentz, you say. I know. But Matt Manning isn't looking very good for the Tigers. To me, he's the ultra sleeper, the ultra one. I don't encourage you to get him in 15-teamers right now. I think he's someone in your AL-only league that you pick up possibly in season when he does get the opportunity. Now, there's also Garrett Hill, who's throwing like 3 ticks harder, has good command and all that kind of stuff. Very interesting, because we just don't care about these guys at all, right? 13 over 75 whiffs for Joey Wentz. There might be something there. That's all I want to say. 12-teamers, you can completely ignore that entire thing. Bailey Falter was on the other side. 5 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, and 5 strikeouts. He has the job, obviously. There's no Andrew Painter in the mix here. Ranger Suarez is also delayed as well, so he has a 4 spot for the Phillies right now. He's a streaming option in just that. I don't want Bailey Falter out of the gate. Nestor Cortez, this is something I really want to focus on here for a second, because I've been kind of wishy-washy on Nestor Cortez personally, where I haven't removed him from the top 30, but actually haven't gone out and drafted Nestor Cortez. 4 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, and 7 Ks. All the hamstring stuff looks fine. He went 66 pitches in this one. Velocity is normal. He is a PLV darling with that four-seamer. And 66 pitches means 75 the next time, and that would be probably around Wednesday next week, something like that, maybe Tuesday, which puts him in line to be the SP4 for the Yankees next in the week after at around 85 pitches. You want that. He's back to normal. Everything is fine. Nestor Cortez is way better than I think he's going in drafts right now. He just went in the PL Legacy League in the 9th round, and I'm kind of annoyed about it. I could have gotten him, but I needed a closer, so I went Felix Bautista, but I could have had Nestor Cortez as my SP3, and I'm a little upset I didn't do it. So you can probably get Nestor Cortez in the 9th round. Maybe even the 10th round, as people are still a little bit weirded out about the hamstring stuff. I'm so in on that. I think you should be absolutely, don't look at the 92 on the fastball. Realize how good of a pitch it is, regardless of the fastball. It has one of the highest induced vertical breaking. You're like, Nick, what is that? Essentially, that pitch doesn't, it pitch rises, as I use my air quotes. It rises more than essentially, what, 98% of the league's four-seamers? It's kind of wild. You want Nestor Cortez on your teams, okay? Steven Matz also pitched in this game. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 0 walks, and 5 strikeouts. He's down close to 2 ticks from last year, which isn't good. However, the sinker command we've seen for multiple starts now looking excellent for Steven Matz. He's in a pretty good situation. Good defense behind him. Should win a good amount of ball games. The first start of the year is against Atlanta, which isn't ideal for Steven Matz. And if he's on your waiver wire, don't feel like you need to go and get him now. But wait 1 week and then go and get him after that. How's that? Michael Grove for the Dodgers could be getting some starts for the Dodgers this year as the SP6. Ryan Papillo should have the SP5 with Tony Gonsolin out to start the year. 4.1 innings, 4 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. His fastball was not impressive in this. His slider was, though, 8 over 22 whiffs in this. Curveball was okay as well. And if Michael Grove can find a good groove with that, I'm sorry, the China Grove on the four-seamer up, maybe there is something legit here from Michael Grove. There's a lot of talk about Gavin Stone being more interesting in May or June. I kind of agree with that one. Maybe Bobby Miller as well. Michael Grove might get pushed aside here, but if something does click here and the Dodgers do need someone to start in April, Michael Grove could be an interesting one. He went against Dre Jameson. I have a lot of thoughts about him, but I'm going to save those for after this break. Dre Jameson, 4.1 innings, 4 earned runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, but 7 strikeouts, also 8 for 22 slider whiffs like Michael Grove. He was 0 for 16 on getting whiffs on his four-seamer despite sitting 97. And it is so important to have that context because I see all this conversation like, oh my gosh, Dre Jameson sitting harder on his fastball. Remember Kyle Bradish? Oh, he was 2 ticks up on his fastball, but we didn't see whiffs with it. What good is velocity if it's not helping you miss bats? Right? It's not the thing you should focus on. So, 0 for 16 whiffs on the four-seamer. He did not have good command on this. The sinker is still weird, and he's the SP5 for the Diamondbacks. Ryan Nelson, I don't think, is too little too late for Ryan Nelson to get that SP5 spot. Good news is that Ryan Nelson is looking okay. 4.2 innings, 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks, but not enough. That's not going to win over that spot for the Diamondbacks. So it is Dre Jameson. Maybe he does get into a rhythm like he did the end of last year. That's why he's on the list of like 97. Fine. But I don't really want to go after Dre Jameson. Honestly, I'd rather have Brandon Pfaadt in most situations. I still have Dre Jameson higher because Pfaadt needs to be at the end because he's a stash play right now. But I guarantee you, this year, Brandon Pfaadt will have more fantasy value than Dre Jameson. It's just about, does that mean you should be on your team right now? Because you're not going to get Brandon Pfaadt until like May 1st or something like that. Someone I am just trying to hold back my own helium on is Jared Schuster. And I got to say, I kind of love that he didn't explode yesterday. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks. Just had a nice, quiet, good game. Awesome. He has the SP5 spot. Dylan Dodd is going today too, who I also really do like. And if there is an opening for Atlanta quickly, it's probably going to be Dodd and not Ian Anderson or Bryce Elder. Michael Soroka eventually is going to come back in here, but I think Schuster is going to hold on to the SP5 spot in the meantime. But Dylan Dodd is also, there's going to be a world where Schuster and Dodd are getting regular starts both for Atlanta, and they just have a firm grasp of it, and I'm going to want both on my teams. That's what's going to happen this year. Jared Schuster is someone I'm circling and targeting for all my leagues. I'm really hesitant to say this loudly on this podcast as I'm hoping he survives to the next round as I just took Javier Baez instead of him in the PL Legacy League. I should be fine, but I just kind of know that I'm sure somebody's watching and I'm going to get sniped now because of this. I don't care. I care so much about you guys that I'm saying this. Get Jared Schuster. Just do it. Get him in like the 18th round or something of your leagues. Everyone's going to be upset at me for saying this that loudly, but I really do think he's a premier talent. Slider is getting whiffs inside to right-handers. His changeup look is looking amazing as well. Slider is devastating to lefties. Fastball is not as overwhelming as you want it to be, but he's not getting crushed by it, and that's what matters. So just think of him as a premier Guardians pitcher. Jared Schuster on a winning ball club, good defense behind him with Atlanta. Got easier with Rhys Hoskins getting injured, and it's just the Nationals and the Marlins, and yeah, the Mets offense is good, but you get me. Get Jared Schuster. Hayden Wesneski also, 5 innings pitch, 0 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. I prefer Schuster right now, but Wesneski is someone that's really fun as well. Wesneski has a 5th spot for the Cubs. I think he's going to run away with it the entire season. Breaking ball is fantastic, going to keep up a lot of the strikeouts. The cutter and the sinker are not bad. They are good enough that it's not just one good pitch and nothing else. Like, he has pitches to get strikes with that will set up the breaking ball. It's funny, he just went before Marcus Stroman in our draft. So really interesting to see that, and I'm excited for Wesneski this year. I think he's a fantastic late round flyer. Tony Disco, he's trying to get the SP6 spot for the Giants. 4 innings, 6 earned runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, 4 Ks. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, not your day, but you still have the SP6 spot. You're just not going to make the rotation out of the gate. It's going to be Alex Wood, of course. J.P. Sears, 4.2 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. I think he has SP5 spot with Paul Blackburn on the IL. It's not going to be Kyle Muller, I don't think. I am intrigued by Kyle Muller, but I think he's behind J.P. Sears and Ken Waldichuk at this point. Cal Quantrill in 5.2 innings of 0 hits and 0 runs and 1 walk and 5 Ks. And sure, whatever, Cal Quantrill. The ultimate Toby, in my view, is Cal Quantrill. Brandon Williamson was trying to get the SP5 spot for the Reds. They were saying, hey, Nick, get Williamson on the list yesterday. And he started and he went 2.2 innings, 9 runs, 8 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks. So no, he's not going to be on the list. Trevor Williams, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks for the Nationals. Oh boy, that's like a super deep NL-only play. He will get regular starts. He's a cherry bomb at best. Grayson Rodriguez, 4 innings, 5 earned runs, 4 hits, 0 walks, 5 Ks. He had a tough inning where he allowed 2 out RBIs and then a 3-run shot. It was rough. He could have gone out of the inning and he just didn't. He should be the SP5 for the Orioles. If not, I'll be shocked, honestly, and they just go with Kramer and, I don't know, Tyler Wells, Watkins. Like, I'm sure there's someone else I'm forgetting, but it should be Grayson Rodriguez. He's better than this. I'm kind of happy he's going through his adversity now and trying to figure things out because every young guy goes through it at some point. It's about him rebounding from there. And Grayson Rodriguez's stuff is insane. It's like upper 90s with ridiculous secondaries. He should be much better than that. He's just making some mistakes in the middle of the plate. That'll get corrected, really. I can't wait for this. Brady Singer, 3 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 0 walks, and 5 Ks. I think he's going to be a cherry bomb who's slightly better than the bomb, right? He's going to have like a 1.16 whip and like a 3.7 ERA, but a good amount of strikeouts, like a 24% strikeout rate. Like, it's going to be maddening in a head-to-head league, but I think for roto leagues, like, you just kind of put in Brady Singer and just call it a day. And last but not least, I know this is a short one today. Not too many interesting guys going yesterday to talk about. He's Michael Kopech, 3 innings, 5 earned runs, 7 hits, 4 walks, 3 Ks. His velocity is still down. I'm out on this one. I was really interested because I thought that the surgery and the reset button would bring him to 96 consistently and he'd really be locked in to be his best self. And he's just not there. It's going to be another season of just waiting for it to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, middle of June, Michael Kopech is just incredible all of a sudden. But I'm not going to wait and bank on that. So, yeah, I'd rather go for Wisniewski and Schuster than Michael Kopech at this time. That is going to do it for this edition of the Plus Pitch Podcast. Thank you all so much for all the support from the ratings and reviews. I'm seeing them. You guys are the best. Thank you all. They go so far for me and everybody here. Also, watch this live on Twitch, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every single weekday morning. Through the end of the year. Really, just come hang out. It's free. You can ask all the questions that you have. It's the most accessible I am. The community is the best. It's just check it out. I'm right there. Hi, what's up? I record this podcast. We have a lot of fun. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock. Good luck with your drafts this weekend. And may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.